Hey,
hey, steady jam, slow jam for me.
oh, I love those Teddy Jams.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, that's what I'm like, it reminded me of it. I think I like Teddy Jams 2 better than Teddy Jams 1, though.
Oh, I don't know the difference.
Old school.
Old school. Well, you are now listening to What
Works
Works
for
for
Us?
Us? All black.
All queer.
All black.
I got my stimulus check.
Yes, you got your stimulus. No, that's all black, all queer right
Right,
there.
that's all I got my check.
I didn't get my check. So how did you know your check was there? You mean you got your check?
Listen, I was on FaceTime and I saw something on my phone that said a deposit had dropped. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I do get paid for my job this week. But I'm like, it's Monday. Why would I get paid on Monday? Ain't no holiday or nothing on Friday. If anything, that would have been no. So I looked and I'm like,
Did it say like U.S. Department?
U.S. Department of Treasury.
Treasury, and you
Yes.
got your stimulus check.
So
Oh my
y'all checks
God.
are coming. I'm not saying this to brag because everybody gonna get one. Y'all checks are coming. I hope that y'all, got y'all. I had to update my direct deposit. Now, let me tell you, I did have to go and update my direct deposit information because they had some wrong information. So I went and filed my taxes to make sure they had the right information. Now, how do you do that if you owe? I mean, I don't
Now, they're
know.
supposed to get it regardless if you owe taxes. It's supposed to bypass all
Well,
of
no,
that.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as far as if you owe, why would they need your direct deposit information? You have to give them money. They don't have to give you anything. So I'm saying when you file your
Oh.
taxes, that normally if you they ask you for your direct deposit information if you get a refund. But if you ain't getting one, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can try. I mean, but if you were like, I ain't getting my money, especially like, well, bitch, I want my money. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how that works. But especially if you go check your information, if you touch it, you're getting a refund and make sure that your bank account information is current. Because I literally just updated mine. Mine was on some old shit and I was going to probably have to end up waiting for a check. But thank God I did it and it's here. So y'all, money is coming, okay?
Y'all, stimulus checks is coming. Are you supposed to get the check whether or not you filed this year already or not? So for what I heard, if you filed last year,
Yeah, because last
because
year
they
you're fine.
extended this year, so it's no, I mean,
Yeah.
you don't have to file this year until July.
Yeah.
So it would have to be last year.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. I was just saying for me, I knew I when I went in, my banking information was wrong. So I knew they was going to, if that was going to end up defaulting me to a check, and who knows? I mean, I guess they would have sent it out, but that would have made it come later, and who knows when it would have came. So I just wanted to make sure my stuff was right. But no, if you filed last year, then that's all you had to do is make sure you file last year, and they use your same information if you used their direct deposit last year. But it's still some, like I said, that direct deposit situation, if you change accounts or something like that, that's a little tricky. But if you everything's still the
Well,
same,
you got your check.
I got my check.
I wait to get mine. Well, anyway, for everybody, I am live on Instagram and we are recording the newest episode of What Works for Us. It will be out tomorrow, but we are recording right now, whatever. Quarantine radio, What Works for Us style. And Edmison got his check. If you guys,
But don't ask me for $5.
don't ask. So what you gonna do with this stimulus check?
I'm doing something responsible. I'm paying a bill. So I'm not even, that's why I'm like, I got it. But I'm just like, no. I'm going to take a percentage of it. I'm going to take a little percentage of it and I'm going to buy something that I want. But it probably still ain't going to be nothing like, it's not going to be nothing like a toy or anything like that. It's probably just
A
be.
toy.
I mean, it's something like I would play with. Not well, I guess like, I could play with that kind of toy too. Like, oh my God, I did not know Young M.A. came out with her own sex toys.
Did she? She has
Yes.
a sex toy
She
line?
has a sex toy line. I did not know. One of my YouTube girlfriends did a review on it. I'm about to watch it. I was like, what? She got her own sex toy? What, she got dildo? What does she got?
What does she got? Like, how do a lesbian, I mean, because they can't make it out of their penis. So, like, is it.
That's why I'm about to see what it is. It's a whole line. Matter of fact, you know what? I guess I could just let me look it
Look
up.
it up. Look it up. We are live on IG. What's up? Constellation of the Census. What up, Marvin's room? He's waited on his. That clown better run his coin.
Oh!
X marked the spot. What's popping? Everybody who's watching, Francis, one zoo, eyes easy one,
It's
huh?
a dildo.
It's a dildo, but.
Look.
Okay, it's called the Young MA Play Nice, but NYC, the Young MA set. Ooh, the Young Mad. Okay. The penis is husband size.
Yeah, it is.
I want to know what's in the set. What comes in the set? Do I click on it? So she got a set for $159.95.
Oh, damn.
Shop Young MA. Okay. And it comes with dildos. It comes with a the strap-on. Oh, it's a strap-on set.
Oh, okay.
But the strap-on set comes with, don't that look like a, what you call those things, jock strap?
Oh, yeah. That is like a drop strap.
So it, come on with, it comes with a toy cleaner. This is for everyone. We are looking at the Young MA set from her sex toy line. And it comes with accessories. It comes with a harness. It comes with lubricant.
Oh.
It comes with the cock. It comes with the whatever, the dongs. Then it comes with the remote control.
Oh.
The suction cup. Oh. It comes with a toy cleaner, a Ultra Skin Refresh powder, and it's proudly made in America. That's important now after what's going on, what we buy from other places and what's made in America. I mean, You know. Oh, and you can get it within 2 weeks. So is anybody interested? We ain't getting no money for this, but Young MA, we support our young black and queer entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you can get it because we're probably going to be extended another month. So you can get a, you know, to the next little month that we got for quarantine. You have some new toys to play with.
Yeah, I wonder if would I just do a strap on for fun and see what it feel like.
Well, please do. And tell me, like, what does it make you feel like to actually do? Because if it's like a feeling, like, I guess you get a rush from, well, I would have to know from a female.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what's up, John Hunter 22? Everyone that's joining, we are live on IG. I said AG. We're live on IG recording a new episode of What Works for Us. We just reviewed, well, I guess we reviewed. So, how did your YouTube person review the Young
MA? She probably with her girlfriend.
Okay, so she used it.
She probably did use it with her girlfriend. Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet, though, but I'm curious to know. I'm going to definitely look at it and see what happened.
Right. Okay, Young MA, get them coins.
Okay, you know? She already got influencers doing reviews on it, girl.
Bra-ta-ta-ta. So that was your check-in. So Ebony got a stimulus check. Young MA got a sex toy line out. What else popping with you?
That wasn't my check-in.
I know. Now you, it's time for your check-in.
Oh, okay. We haven't even said the check-in type part.
It is time to what? Check in.
Okay, because last week you tried to get on me talking about I didn't understand the format or whatever, or when I'm in the week.
You created the format, Ike, and don't even know the old format. No, it's Tina. See, I don't even know the format of that line.
Okay, we'll see. Well, I guess I'll go. What? Yeah, check in for me this week. Sorry to sound like a broken record. It's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But I told y'all my imagination has been running so wild since, the season that we're in right now. So I just been thinking, but thinking about good stuff, which is a good thing in the woo-woo world. And I was sitting listening to, I don't know if I can say this. Well, I'll just say sex playlists. I was already thinking about that, but that's been a topic of conversation lately. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to this new guy. He ain't really new. But his name is, have you ever heard of Ye Ali?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, he's this rapper / auto-tuner. And you know how, I wanted to talk about it because y'all know how you and I feel about auto-tune sometimes. Like, I mean, for me, I can do it sometimes, and sometimes I'm just like not here for it at all. Mm-hmm. And with him, I'm here for it. Like, I don't like his rapping, but I like his auto-tune. So I was sitting thinking like, well, why do I accept this? And then, you know, I like Eric Bellinger. And Eric Bellinger, I really don't like when he tries to be like a real vocalist, but I can get with his auto-tune. So I was trying to feel, but then if I listen to somebody like my husband, Tank, it's a different feeling. It's just, I feel different. So I was like, well, I was at work one day. My mind is just thinking all kinds of shit. So I'm like, what's the difference between a Tank or the guys that sing like the, I was listening to Johnny Gill the other day, Christopher Williams. I've just been, you know, the guys who can actually sing. So I've been listening to all them, and it's a different feeling than it is with these little auto-tuners. So I was like, what's the difference? Well, with Tank specifically, the difference is between Ye Ali and Tank, the difference, I feel like Tank is singing to me. I feel like Tank's singing to me. Like, it's delusional, but I feel like he's singing directly to me. Like, fuck his wife. He's talking to me. I was with him before they got married anyway. But that's, you know, neither here or there. But anyway, mm-hmm. So, and Ye Ali, it's a vibe. And I hate to use that word because Brimmy saw that picture of that girl. What's her name? Janae Uku. And they were talking about she a vibe. And I was like, girl, no, she's not. But then
What vibe is she?
Right. But
For some people, a lot of people, she's a vibe.
And exactly. So I have to respect that because this Ye Ali guy is a vibe for me. I'm just like, what is it about him? Why am I so his music? But what it is, his music makes me want to act. I want to do something. Not to him, but to, like, husband. Like, mm-hmm. I be thinking like, oh, the shit I be doing on this song. You know what I'm saying? But with Tank, it's more so, oh, I just get lost in him talking to me. And it's just, I mean, I would do stuff to him, but it's just more so I'm just caught, you know, I'm like Maxine was when Kyle sung to her at that little karaoke or whatever it was at that time. And she was like almost about to fall out the seat. Mm-hmm. That's how I am with Tank. So, yeah, it's just, I guess I want to talk about, because, you know, me and you and music, you know, we have a love affair with music. And so, like, what's your take on, like, auto-tune? I think I know, but I guess to share with the listeners, like, what's your take, like, on auto-tune? Like, now that it's more popular, or so, you know, there are auto-tune artists. Do you have any that you kind of like, oh, yeah, pass, I'll give you a pass, and then you have some, like, absolutely not?
Well, I think it is some, like, division. Is I feel like he's kind of like a auto, he's not auto-tuned, but in that new genre of how R&B music sounds now.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, Tory Lanez have some. I don't support Tory Lanez. I don't really like him like that. Mm-hmm. But I can't deny some of his bangers because he does a lot of sampling from the 90s. Mm-hmm. And so he got that auto tune. And then before you know it, you like to say nothing but a goddamn auto tune version of a 90s song.
Yeah, and that's how they win.
That's how they win. I feel like that's what a lot of these auto tune male R&B singers are doing, is taking a vibe from the 90s. Everybody's doing 90s. All the non-singers are sounding like they're from the 90s, mm-hmm. with auto-tune on their voice. It's not like an original sound that they're creating. Like Bryson Tiller, I mean, he would be a little different. I feel like he was in his lane. Again, he had a few bops, but I'm with you. I mean, I can jam to those songs. To me, I feel like they're like, those, like, you know, I could do a 1-2 step to them, you know, and I can feel it because it's reminding me of the music. It's more so the music and what they're saying than their actual talent. It's the production. So whoever's producing these R&B singers now is where a lot of the focus on for me.
The production is amazing on Ye Ali. Yeah. And he does some samples. Actually, he calls his music Trap House Jodeci.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what but he doesn't sample all his songs. And then, like, for him, like, I only like the slow stuff. I only like the stuff that makes me want to just hop on some dick and just ride it all night. Like, okay, that's the type of stuff. I mean, that's how he makes me feel, but I don't want to do it to him. But if it was Tank doing it, I'd probably just get lost in the sauce and da, 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 da. But I just thought that was like, okay, I guess I can, you know, that's how I'll just say I fucks with, you know, if you make me feel like I want to do something, I can fuck with your auto-tune, but only sometime though, because
it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying. And like people like Tank, like that, that's like, it's an experience.
Mm.
And I think that's the difference. Even like with that new guy, Jay Howell, the one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like his album is an experience. Mm-hmm. He's taking you on a sexual experience. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to be a fan of like sex music, but it's also to be a fan of sexual musical experiences. And I think Tank has the ability to do that, kind of take you on this ride, paint this story, tell your story, but almost like touch different parts of your body through his music. And I feel like even him more so than like some R&B balladeers, like all R&B balladeers, even back in the 90s, didn't make really, really good sex music. They made love music.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like somebody like Tank, and we're not going to bring up the, you know, the no-name person we can say on this podcast because of his behaviors, and he's in jail right now. But, you know, another R&B person from the 90s, they just made music like musical experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the big difference for me.
Yeah.
How much I can play it and stuff. But these 1-2s, you know, they have one or two you can snatch away. But what's that one guy that had that song, Permission, like Ro James, like that nigga, he's a talented R&B singer right now.
I like
now.
His new song, Touchy Feely.
Yeah. That's, to me, is this auto-tune stuff, I'm like, okay, I can, you know, fuck fast to it on beat.
Yeah.
With a little slow grind mixed in.
No, it's definitely a difference. And I think I pick and choose, but yeah, and then talk to your homeboy.
Who?
Talk to your homeboy. I had sent you something to DM about it, and maybe you had knew about it, but remember you was asking about the climate shine. You probably knew about it once I sent it to you, but mm-hmm. I eventually found out what that was about, and it had something to do with your boy. And, you know, I'm not with these, I talked about this again, I'm not going to stay on it, but, you know, these little, young, these new cats need to stop disrespecting the legends. That's just on period.
That's not what happened.
What did he say?
That's not what happened.
What did he say?
Why did it go black? I'm always doing something on here. Oh.
I read what he said. So what you about to say? How you about to try to flip it?
That's not what he said. He's already did that statement. And the production was, what's the producer of that song? He said that he did take the sound from the House of Balloon mixtape from The Weeknd to create the sound for Climax. So the song was created with that sound in mind. And he's already came out and said that that's not what he was trying to say. They misquoted that as far as he said that.
It's always a misquote.
But why? Come on now. I don't feel like The Weeknd would be jealous of or mad at the Usher doing one R&B song that he did.
Okay, well.
And he came out with it. So my thing is, even if he did say that, then he came out saying that that's not what he meant.
Of course not.
What? I don't feel like Weeknd. Why you think The Weeknd? I don't even think they're in the same type of music. They don't even create the same kind of music.
Well, that's why I'm like, he shouldn't have even had nothing to say.
I mean, but that was a song that was, I mean, the producer said that song was a sample of the style that he heard the House of Balloon production, and he went in and created the production. He loved the creepy, dark, whatever, that sound that he created, that he said that he liked.
I mean, regardless of the facts, let me look at what I just, because if it was a misquote, everybody's misquoted nowadays. I didn't mean to say that. Okay, girl. Just like reality show.
And that was from a long time ago, that quote. That was from when the song came out. I mean, not even a recent quote.
I mean, I guess, you know, the girls and the excuses, honey. But, no.
Don't come for The Weeknd. So, I'm here for The Weeknd. Weeknd doesn't make...
I said your boy.
He doesn't make music that I necessarily want to fuck. He makes music that makes me feel all my emotions.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's not... I mean, he has maybe one song I would fuck to, but he definitely has a lot of songs that make me go into these different parts of my emotions, and I feel like his music is one of a kind, in my own personal. Now, is he an R&B king? I don't even think it's just strictly R&B, honestly. So it's kind of hard to even...
Well, I guess looking at that, well, it was...
Okay, what'd he say? Everson pulling up receipts.
I knew I was doing something right, but I also got angry. But the older I got, I realized it's a good thing. Okay.
Well, like, if you created a sound and a name, a superstar take your sound, and they blow up off of a song before you do, you know, you underground, but... Usher come and take your song and blow it up. So I could see that quote at that time. Like I'm saying, it wasn't, you know, that was before he became The Weeknd. This level. What? The Weeknd is Canadian talent. Okay.
He sound like Black Twitter. But, anyway. But okay, so and one more thing for
what's
my
check-in. What's up, Easy_14? Go ahead.
One more thing for my check-in is, you know, in this current season of in our lives right now, I ain't going to talk about, we talked about all last episode, so go back to listen last episode if you want to hear about Quarantine Diaries. But I do want to say that lately I've been thinking about, like, I don't know if everybody's been doing this, but I just think for me, you know, you kind of question things about life and what's going on and da-da-da-da-da and... You know, reflections. Everybody in our man might be doing it, but I am. And I just realized that how important moments are for me. I'm like Mariah Carey. I like moments. And I think for me, I was like, you know, when outside is back open and we're off punishment, and I ain't saying it's going to be right away, so don't try to hold me to it, Mr. Telltales, or y'all listeners. It's definitely...
Make sure y'all bookmark this episode. Emerson's about to make an announcement. We're going to hold into it.
No, but I'm not giving any dates, but I'm just saying that...
You said when it's over. So wait, official date. When the CDC says it's over.
I said it's not going to be right away, but I definitely know, like, even just really... I'm a moments person. I want to create moments, so I definitely want to create more moments with, of course, Mr. Telltales. I just want to create moments because I realize how much moments mean to me. Like, I remember moments. Like, I'm a moments person. Like, something happened, like, oh my God, I remember that happened. I'm that person.
So what's your last big moment that you remember?
My last big moment this year Well, honestly, my last big moment this year was my birthday weekend. My birthday weekend, it wasn't nothing fancy, but it was great. Like, it was a good birthday weekend. I fell into a lot of stuff, but it was really good. And then, of course, Body Rock was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was such a good vibe. So that was my moment of this year. And you turned it to, what was your whistleblower?
Just call it Mr. Whistleblower.
Mr. Whistleblower. Right. But see what I'm saying? I remember stuff like that. So I'm Mariah Carey. I'm a moment person. So for me, and I was looking at that boy, Ricky Thomas, that boy who always dancing or whatever like that, which I gave him hell at first. But he's actually, I think he's funny.
You think, Everson, you said that you did not think he was funny.
I didn't think the dancing was funny. But when he talks, though, like that one video he did, I mean, he kind of sounds like, you know, like he's, you know, Team Anglo, but mm-hmm. he really talks black. Like, because that episode where he was like, oh my God, y'all dirty ass, stinking ass bitches need to stop going outside. I'm like, that's not like something I would say. Like, you know, y'all need to stop. Y'all dirty as fuck. Y'all go out. I'm like, bitch. That was a funny. I'm like, that was funny. And then I watched him and his sister on live the other day, and they were funny. And I was looking at a video. Well, the point reason I brought him up is because they were, I don't know where they was at. They were somewhere in some Airbnb. It was classy as fuck. It had a rooftop deck. It was by water. And they were just being ratchet. And I'm like, I just want moments like that. I just want moments where we doing, I want to, well, I guess that's my point. I want to elevate. So I still want to elevate. I think I've been at this level I've been on in my life for quite some time now. And I'm ready to go to the next step. I think it's time. So,
I feel that.
Yeah, so I'm ready to elevate to another level and do shit like that. We get in Airbnbs and we're being ratchet in the Airbnbs. And, you know, I want to create moments with my friends. I guess I'm trying to say, like, if this taught me anything, I mean, I know I'm always at home and I'm still going to be a home builder. I'm still building. I'm still planting seeds. But once I start seeing some harvest, I'm going to be ready to go. Like, I'm going to be ready to go. Like, bitch, we need to do this. We need to do that. We need to do this because I think that's what life's about. And I know that's what makes me feel good. So, just call me Mariah Carey Realness. Mariah I'm about Carey. Creating a moment.
Okay. A moment. Even though that's Kelly Carson. Okay. So that was your check-in?
Yes, I'm done.
You done? Okay. I know I wanted to respond. I forgot what I was about to respond to. It was something that you said I was about to respond to, and I couldn't remember. Okay, my check-in was popping. So what I've been doing, all my stuff been virtual. We talk about playlists. You know, one of my things that I have with me and my partner was to create a sex playlist.
I forgot a song, too.
You forgot a song? What was the song you wanted to put on there?
Remy was asking for like a rap song, like kind of, that was kind of sick. Doing It by LL Cool J.
Doing it, yeah.
I'm the bitch in that song. I'm the bitch in the song, okay? That's me. But I was like, oh, I forgot to tell him that one, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and so we were working on a playlist, and the objective was we both had to come up with 10 songs that would be on a playlist. Then we came together, described those 10 songs. Then we had to, we had a 20-song playlist of a sex playlist, and then we had to take those 20 songs and get it down to 10. And that shit was hard because, like, when I started to do the first 10, I had 25. And that was me trying to purposely not have that many.
Yeah.
And I ended up with 25, and so I had to take the 25 down to 10. And you know what this motherfucker gonna do? He had 2 bonus tracks. I was like, oh, hell no. I worked too hard to get it down to 10 songs, and you're going to come up with 12 songs talking about 2 bonus tracks.
Right.
But I could get mad. I thought, that is clever. You know, you had a bonus track. I can't really get mad about that. But I was pissed. Why? Because I didn't think of it. Right. Because I could have did like a little a remix EP at the end or something like that. Okay. But it was really fun to see actually like what kind of like what he thinks is sexy. Versus what I think is sexy, what songs that we could possibly fuck, you know, so my mind, you know, so we had to spend the day listening to the playlist. And so, you know, I'm interested to see, you know, what I'm going to do on what song and how I'm perform on what song and all that good stuff. So that was interesting.
That's too hard for me. Like, when you brought the album, I'm like, look, sex playlist, that's all I do all day. So my thing is, I can go, shit, we fuck around and have a fucking Chris Brown album, be 50 tracks. I mean, it's quarantine shit. I mean, I guess it's appropriate. We can go that long. I mean, you know, well, maybe not, but, well, maybe. But anyway, maybe. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's interesting. And so, yeah, it was hard. It was not easy to get down. But I am live on IG, and I'm about to get off IG to finish recording this episode. So I want to announce on IG that this new episode will be out tomorrow morning. So please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts and like and subscribe What Works For Us podcast. IG, I am out for the day so we can finish this podcast. Holla.
Bye.
Okay, I'm pushing in. Okay, share the story. Boom, boom. So I'm done with that. I just always feel like I'd be like trying to double dip sometimes. Oh, yeah. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Oh, look at this picture. Ass out. But what else I was doing? I watched, we had a movie date yesterday, and I watched the Clark Sisters story.
I'm hearing a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, the singing was amazing. You know, being from Detroit, being at, you know, I went to Karen Clark, one of my boo things back in the day, took me to a Karen Clark album recording. I've been to Greater Emanuel a few times. That's what a Karen Clark and Dre Drew shared. If the pastor, you know, that kind of music is what we grew up on. The Winings from Detroit, mm-hmm. the Clark Sisters mm-hmm. from Detroit. Like, you know, and I know gospel music is everywhere, but, you know, certain spots of the country, you know, like Houston is real. They have a lot of good gospel singers mm-hmm. too. And so I was really interested. Maddie, I like the part where Maddie Moss, Dr. Maddie Moss was like, she was on a hospital bed. And guess what kind of chips she asked for?
Some hot Cheetos?
Some Better Made.
Oh.
She was like, bring me some Better Made. Bring me my Better Made chips. And I just thought that was so funny because if you're from Detroit, you know about the Better Made chips.
Yes,
so,
you do.
And speaking of that, now, it's this song, and I've still been trying to figure out, this song by Little Moses called Blueberry, Faygo Blueberry Soda, something, Blueberry something by Faygo. And I'm trying to figure out, what is his connection to Detroit, or is it like Blueberry, like, I don't know what that means. So if anybody listens to this podcast, explain, because no one is able to tell me what that means. I'm trying to look up the song now. It's called Blueberry Faygo. So I know it's something with drugs. I'm pretty sure it's something about some lean or something like that. But I'm really trying to figure out, though, is what his connection to Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, like, it's a Faygo Blueberry.
Okay.
But that is you can get Faygo everywhere, but I don't know. I feel like that reminds, you know, it's Faygo.
No, Detroit. Faygo reminds me of Detroit.
Right. So I'm interested by that. He's not from Detroit, so I don't know who, you know, who Little Mosley is. But if y'all know this information, you ain't never heard the song?
No.
Because he's from Seattle, Washington. But anyway, so that movie was pretty good. I mean, okay, spoiler alert. The acting was amazing by the one who played, I think her name, Ajawana. She played Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, the mom. Mm-hmm. The acting was amazing. But after watching the whole movie, I was like, did I really need that movie? Like, it was no new information. It wasn't really into their lives. It was just kind of like a, I don't know, like a 5-minute snapshot of the Clark Sisters. Mm. The singing was amazing. And the mom, I feel like it could have just been Dr. Maddie Mark Clark. It could have been her life story more so than the story of the Clark Sisters.
Okay.
Because we don't know nothing about the Clark Sisters. We see what she did and how they came about. That was it. Mm. And it was very G. It was gospel. So I don't know. At the end of it, I feel like it ended so abruptly. At the end, I was like, okay, y'all could have just gave me the soundtrack because the singing was amazing. And the girl from Being Mary Jane was on there. She was pretty good, too. The daughter, one that had the baby. Mm. So anyway, I did that. I went all into that one. What else did I do this week? We just did a Facebook Live today. I did a few. We did a Facebook Live last week, and we also did a Art Hill support group on Zoom. So I've been trying to keep busy digitally. Okay. A little bit, you know, a little something, you know. Did I lay on one side of the bed? Then I laid on the other side of the bed. Then I laid on the floor for a little bit. Then I stood up a little bit. Then I laid on the other side of the bed. I didn't lay on that side before. And then, so that's what I've been pretty much doing. And, you know, laying on this side of the bed.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure that's everybody's story. Or how they sleep schedule is so off.
I did my nails. You said something about my nails earlier.
Yeah, I did.
Thought I got a dud.
I thought you had did something. I thought you had got a dud. Because normally, Mr. Well, I won't put your business out there, but... Yeah, I thought you had got them done.
Normally what, Edmondson? Go ahead.
You like them to look chipped and not done.
But this one is kind of chipsy.
That's not that bad as they normally it is, though. Or not bad, or not that grungy look that you normally go for.
Okay, they look pretty.
Right, they look pretty. That's why I'm like, oh, they looked done. I'm like, oh, okay. And I guess I'm paying attention because we talked about Tamar and her busted ass nails. My shit, I don't get my nails done on a regular basis, and I can do mine myself because I got all the things here to do them, but I just haven't. But I do, that's another thing too. Like, when outside is back open again, do we buy a new outfit? I mean, do we get right. dressed? I mean, is this like an event? I mean, like, because I think everybody want to go outside. Like, I was at a podcast today, and this one lady was like, you know, I'm doing what I do now, but she's like, as soon as this is all over, I'm not going to be in the house. I'm going to be out of here. Like, people was ready to go outside, honey. So I'm like, well, shit, do I need to get me some outfits? I ain't spending my check, but I'm just saying.
Your stimulus check.
I'm not spending my check.
You know, I think I should still mine on some outfits. Just spend the whole, like, just
a lot of people, I'm sure, outfits. Are. I don't even want to be in the stores this upcoming weekend. I'm going to have to go to the grocery store and shit beforehand. I guess all the other stores ain't open, but a grocery store, you know, you talking about Walmart was off the hook. I stay away from them stores. Target, stay away from the stores because everybody going to probably be out spending that check.
Okay, that stimulus check. I can't believe you got your check already.
I can't believe it either. I would have had it. I'm just as surprised as you are.
What I'm going to do? I don't know.
I don't know if I'm going to buy me an outfit when it's time to go back outside again. Because I'm going to see everybody and everything. Even though I don't know if I'm going out directly after it's time to go outside again. I don't know. Because I'm not trying to be off. I'm not, you know, scary like that. But I'm like, I don't know if I should. Maybe I should give it some time.
But what's some time? So they say we can all go back out in June 1st. When you heading out? When you putting on your cute panty set and hitting streets?
I might give it a couple of weeks.
Oh, so before July, you'll be out by July 4th.
I'll be out by July 4th. If they let us go back outside in June, I'll be out by July 4th. July 4th, that's when I'll be out, you know what I'm saying, and I'll be, you know.
Doing your little thing.
I'll do my thing. I have my new outfit and everything. I'll be ready then. So, yeah.
Okay, child. Yes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm ready to get out. Like, I would say it really hit me this week. Friday or Saturday night. It's just because it's almost like, what else can I drink? How many blunts can I hit? That gets boring too, right? Cause yesterday I didn't even have a cocktail. I was like, girl. So today I'm drinking my tea. I'm actually recording the episode. I think this is my first episode recording completely sober. I am sober. I don't know if you guys could tell. Do I sound and act different when I'm not having a cocktail?
I guess we'll see. Let the listeners tell us. You tell the difference? They gonna tell the difference.
Getting a little buzz off this lemon ginger tea that I'm drinking. Something about the ginger, it kind of stirs some stuff up in me, so I don't feel like the same. I feel kind of, you know, when you drink ginger, it don't do that. It always do something to me. Like, Will makes this really good lemon ginger and turmeric tea, and I like it. I like the way lemon and ginger and turmeric mixed together. Oh,
that don't taste spicy?
Not too spicy. The ginger is the spice. And the
turmeric has a very tardy taste.
No, it's not. But this one does. What I'm drinking right now doesn't even have turmeric. I took the turmeric capsule.
Oh, okay.
And this is just lemon ginger. But his tea, the only thing I don't like about it is I feel like it'd be like all on your tongue, that turmeric. I really don't like turmeric powder. Cause I don't like stuff that makes my mouth different colors.
But turmeric is even the real turmeric though. Like, you have to be careful with it because it can stain, like, stain your nails and stuff.
Yeah, that yellow curry, like eating curry. Mm. I mean, I love me some curry, but most time I have to just get the masala because it's red. I just don't like, you know. So that turmeric is messy, like that, because you could tell because in your teacup, your coffee mug, you know, the yellow rim around it, you got to kind of let it soak for it to actually come out. So that turmeric ain't no joke. So, yes, this is my first live recording for What Works For Us, and I am sober, and thank you. And I'm going to call my sponsor tomorrow and let them know that I'm doing well.
Oh, my God.
I made it through my first podcast episode. But, yeah, so honestly, I'm ready to, you know, I feel like a lot of people, my sister was like, you know what, Tyreek, I didn't really ask you, but how are you doing with this? Because you was always out. Like, how, you know, and I think you asked me that last time, too. And it doesn't hit me until, like, you know, I take that Saturday afternoon nap and I wake up and it's 8 o'clock. I'm not sleepy. I don't have any work to do. I don't feel like reading no book on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Ain't nothing on Netflix today that I want to watch. What the hell do you do? And I do other stuff. And, you know, like I said, I make the time, but that restless shit, you get, you know, I put on all my wigs this weekend. I put on that, the ghetto, the wig with the colorful, that Shay made.
Oh.
Girl, that damn wig had my neck hurting. I called Will on FaceTime with that wig on. And just say nothing else, but it was.
Oh my God.
And so that was interesting. But yeah, that's really my check-in. Really trying to keep some visibility in the midst of everybody being on social media. So I think I'm doing pretty good. People are responding.
Yeah.
And all that good shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't.
You didn't do your cocktail hour this Friday.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't do it this Friday. And I guess I maybe because it was Good Friday.
Oh, happy Easter, y'all.
Happy Easter, yeah.
What did y'all cook?
I know he asked me. I don't know. You know, I didn't. Yeah. So I guess maybe that's why, because I can't say that's for sure, but I guess I just wasn't feeling up. I guess I was just like, no, I ain't going to do it this Friday. And then, you know, like Sunday or Saturday, I guess I was working and I was just like, no, I ain't going to do it. So I just figured I'd just do it next week. So yeah, I guess. I do want to say, and I'm pretty sure you already know this, Mr. Telltales, but I just saw this on my Twitter. And I do have memories here. My first time going to Atlanta. I didn't go in, but I did the Fallout. Bulldogs, R.I.P.
Oh,
So it's sad to see it torn down. Because I mean, but I have, I never even went in, but I remember
Bulldogs tore down. Oh my God, where they do that?
Say 5 days ago.
Oh my God, I was just at Bulldogs. Me and Will were just there in January.
Oh damn. Okay, well, maybe you didn't. I thought this might have been news around Atlanta. I'm just finding out about this. I didn't know, but yeah, RIP Bulldogs. I never went in, but I remember, you know, everybody was coming out all sweaty and hot and shit, and I was like, oh, I ain't about to be going up in there. But it was a good, cute little fallout. I don't know if you call it a fallout because we just didn't go in.
Okay, you didn't have to go in during Pride, child. Be off the hook in the parking lot.
It was a lot. It was a lot. But yeah, RIP to that.
Oh shit. What are y'all doing?
Is that Leslie?
This is awful. It's still March. It's only days in March.
I love this video.
When is April gonna fucking get here? What? My mother hollering up the steps asking me who I'm talking to. I'm talking to my friends.
Mama.
They're bothering me. More of this can I take?
That's how I felt this weekend. No shame. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. For extroverts, I don't know what to say. I guess I said this before. I'm being insensitive because I'm like, as introverts, you know, or people that's only children, we're a lot of us are okay. But I can only imagine people who, you know, they just not, or even people who have kids and stuff. Like, I was looking at Toya. She's talking about how she ain't let Reginae come over to the house. And, you know.
Why should I let Reginae come to the house? Because Reginae been having a bunch of people over.
No, I guess she just figured she, you know, they not
she's
letting.
She's quarantining.
Yeah, she's quarantined. Right. So she got her own house. She got to stay over there. She can't, you know. She
be going back and forth. Right, I know Reginae probably out. Still got niggas running in up and out of their house.
Oh, damn. Okay. I don't know what she's doing, but I just know that she ain't letting her at the house. But okay, so I guess we get to the topic this week. I thought that maybe we touched on the subject of marriage on the show or on the podcast before, but I don't think that we really went deep into what our personal views of what marriage is, or if we want marriage, or what, you know, just gay marriage and like all around, like what are our views on what gay marriage is? Because I think for me, I know my stance on it has always been unique. I guess for me, it was just like, you know, people like, well, you know, gay marriage is available to you and da da da. And I'm just looking at it like, okay, and it's available, it's an option, but you know, ain't one I'm just necessarily running to go and do. And I was just talking about that with somebody today, just what my views on it is and all that kind of stuff. And then Mr. Telsas and I had Mr. Telsas and I have been talking about this for years, since we were very young. And, you know, Mr. Telsas had his stance on he had his views on it before, but, you know, I don't, you know, it could have changed. Who knows? Mm. So that's what I wanted to kind of talk about, I guess. And I don't even know, do we just start with like just gay marriage or just marriage, or do we start with gay marriage, or we just start with marriage? Like just marriage altogether. Like, what do we think about just marriage, just being married?
Well, I'm going to start off with the babies, since we're in quarantine and we talk about marriage, but I'm going to talk about children as well.
Oh.
Because that's why I was to ask a couple of days ago, I was at the clinic. And I was with a nurse, and, you know, they had their stepdaughter at the clinic. And, of course, I'm just like, why would you bring your child? And it was supposed to be social distance, no shade. But anyway, I stayed away from both of them. But anyway, the topic came up around, like, you know, they asked me if I wanted kids. And I was basically like, no, I don't want kids, never really had a desire to have kids. And they was like, well, you know, that's going to change, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to be 35. Like, when is that going to change? And I still, like, I do respect people who have children. I think it's a beautiful thing. I love to see, like, black men have legacies with their, you know, their sons and daughters and stuff like that. Especially if they have a son and stuff. And my sister would say the same thing to me, was like, well, it's, you know, you're the only guy in the family, and you got to kind of have kids. And I'm just like, well, first for me, the idea of having a child in any format would be me in a relationship that is a marriage. Ain't no shacking. It ain't no we go together. You ain't just my partner. No, you my partner on paper and in spirit if we bring a child into this world. Because I just, now, if I was single, I guess I'm about to say, no, so I don't want to say that. So, yeah, I just think that I just would not bring a child. Me, personally, I wouldn't want to raise no child by myself. I just don't think I have it in me. And I don't have that desire. Now, I've been going back and forth. Like, if I'm married, I definitely want to adopt. That's what I want. But everybody keeps looking at me like crazy for wanting just to adopt. But I'm just like, well, for one, like, being positive, right? You have to deal with, well, you have to go through that procedure where you get the HIV strain out to get the woman pregnant, la, 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 la. That's one thing. Then me being a gay man, then I have to find, you know, someone who would, you know, want to get the egg and carry the baby, and then carry the baby of an HIV man and all of that, da, 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 da. We know it can be done, right? We know money can make anything happen. Mm-hmm. But I feel like to do all that, to bring a child in this world, but we got all these kids who have nowhere to go. I just don't, like, I feel like that overpowers, and it goes back to, I was talking to my sister, maybe because I didn't have a father, and my biological father didn't raise me, so I don't have no connection to the idea that I am, like, my father's child, right? Mm-hmm. I don't feel that because I wasn't raised by my biological father. So this idea that I have to have a child to carry my legacy, I'm thinking like, well, what legacy? And not, I mean, I'm my legacy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my work and all of that would be what I leave in my mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they was just like, well, you just don't know, you know, and I don't always like to, you know, I feel like sometimes me and you, that's what we kind of differ is. I'm not definite, like anything. I can say one thing today and maybe feel another way down the line. So I've been consistent though with this. You know, for a long time. But I don't know. And so I think so that's my interest to this conversation around marriage, because I told that I would literally had this conversation 3 days ago. And I said, when I get married, I would like to adopt. And they brought the question up, well, what if they want to have a child? Well, they can go through that process and I just adopt a child. Boom, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Pow, how you like that now? You know?
Well, I don't think that's as probably as bad as, well, not bad, but how people, first of all, I'm going to need people who have children, who want children. I'm not, that's going to sound bitchy, but it's the truth. It's my truth. And I think it's a lot of people who don't want children's truth. I don't think you should shame people for not wanting children. That's just, that's that on that. Like, it's nothing saying there's anything wrong with having children. I'm not trying to say if you have children, you have cooties or there's something wrong with you. I think children are beautiful, and I definitely love babies. I love babies. I think they're just the cutest, most adorable thing. They can make my day. But it's honestly just not ever something that I saw for myself. And even still, like I said in the last episode, the quarantine diaries, I mean, I've been thinking a lot about my forever husband, but I'm not thought anything about children. Like, it's just not something, it's just not a one of mine. And I, like I said again, but like I said in that last episode with Carrie, when Carrie was like, you know, I don't want kids. And she was like, you know, and Charlotte was telling her, like, well, are you sure? And stuff like, she's like, well, all these years, she was like, you know, I always wanted shoes and I knew I wanted to be a writer. I did all these things that anything I wanted, I went after. She was like, and I still don't have any children. So she was like, that's just not something that's a one of mine. And I think that's real. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So I don't...
It exists. And that's what I feel like people... I feel like it's almost... And this is so unrelated, y'all. So just go with me.
Yeah.
Just how people don't under... And I was having a deep conversation about, you know, we were talking... We weren't even talking about gay or straight per se. We were talking about other letters, other gender and sexual identities within the umbrella. Mm-hmm. And it got to the topic around like gay, and one of my straight cousins was just like, he just don't understand. I was like, because you would not understand unless you are gay, unless you know what that feeling is or have that, then you don't understand. Yeah. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with you. You're not, why would you understand why I like a man? Like, I don't understand why you like a woman. I don't understand that. It does nothing to me. I understand it because that's what society says.
Yeah.
But that's not my feeling. That, like, it, I don't understand it. And the same thing, so I'm not really correlating to that, but that same understanding, like people who have the desire to have children, but I have the desire not to. Like, it's something about it that's been like, I can't describe it. You know,
you always said you was gonna adopt though.
I always said that. So this was just since my whole life, that was something. I never had this feeling that I needed to have a seed or someone to be an offspring to, because of my legacy or my bloodline.
Yeah.
I've always felt like, and this is before I was even into community service stuff, like before I was a community organizer, before all of that, adopt. I always just wanted to adopt a child.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And did you see that thing on, we're going to get more into it, did you see the Don't Rush Challenge, the one I just posted?
Was it the one with the man?
The gay daddies?
Mm-hmm. Jay Harris posted that one.
So how did you feel about that one?
I thought it was cute.
It was cute to see the gay daddies.
No, it was very cute. I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, I'm just, it was actually different for me to see. Like, okay, you see these two men. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, okay, those are really two daddies. You know what I'm saying? Even in my mind, sometimes I can get a little stereotypical. Because I'm like, well, those are really two daddies. Like, you know, you don't see a little, no feminine a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you not saying that they had to be dressed a certain kind of way or something. Like, it's just like, those are two fathers. And there's nothing wrong with that, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say like, oh, one of them should be feminine. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was different. I'm like, okay. And it was cute. They put on their little suits or whatever. And then it was all like, I think all boys, they all had their suits on and stuff. I'm like, okay, it's different. So, no, I don't. I thought that was
some of them could have been adopted kids. Some of them could have been their own child.
Yeah.
I am open-minded around the fact. So I said my solution, that if I got married and I was with a partner who wanted to have children, I would be open to them having children. And I would adopt. I would do, you know, that would be my child through, maybe it wouldn't be adoption. I guess if we're married, that would be legally my child. I guess I wouldn't have to adopt my husband's child, right? I don't think so.
No, I was gonna be adopted, so in that same situation, my mom, my that's why I call him my sugar daddy. He was gonna adopt me had he kept living. He was gonna adopt me.
And they were married.
She was gonna marry him.
But so I think that, but you were already born.
Oh, okay.
Like a child conceived during
while you were in marriage. Okay.
So I don't know though. You might still. I'm not. I don't know.
You know what? Yeah, I don't know either. So yeah, that's it. That's something to look into because I don't know.
Because I think because kind of like Nia, well, my sister and her ex wife with Michelle.
Oh yeah.
But that's a whole other story. So my question to you was, excuse me. My question was, and I think you might have answered this before, but like, would you like? What if they wanted a child? You didn't have the child, but you don't want a child in the relationship.
No, I don't want. No, I don't. I don't even want to raise children. So that wouldn't work. If they already had a child and that was grown, that's perfect for me. Okay, mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here for it. They're grown. Everything's already done. But no, I don't. I'm not interested in raising children, having that type. I'm not interested in that. I'm very much, even though it's fictional, I'm very much Carrie, Mr. Big. That's just me. And then I have you talking about having kids. Everybody else, I'm like, well, y'all go ahead and have your kids. So we can go ahead and play and da da da. And then, you know, okay, that's we had fun. And I'm going to go home. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just kind of what I want. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. And I think that's a problem, though, because I do meet guys or was meeting guys that they be wanting kids.
It's a thing. It's a thing. And that's what I'm saying. I don't, that thing that people have, I don't have it. I don't have that thing that I want kids. Like I said, I would adopt. And I think that's just my mind is like, okay, if I'm going to do it, I would give back or I would do something in that regards. But and I'm open because I have that feeling of that.
Yeah.
I'm open to it being in my relationship
in
that way. But that desire to have kids and I, what people keep saying, well, you're going to, you know, maybe, you know, maybe I get about to be 50 and I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't have any, you know, offspring. But I also said my work. I feel like my work, why is kind of what you were saying about Carrie. Everything that I wanted to do and what I'm trying to do is where I'm putting all my energy in. Mm-hmm. And I want to be known for my work. I want to be known for what I've done for people in the community. And that's my legacy. That's what I, you know, like, I don't have to have a child to, you know, represent the work that I've put in. You know, that's, you know, that's not enough for me anyway. I don't think me having a child would help that feeling of a legacy. My legacy would be different than just in my child.
Yeah.
Me personally. But again, that's from somebody who don't have that feeling. So
yeah.
I don't know what that would even look like. So that's interesting.
No,
people keep putting that on. Like, Neil was just like that. Like, my sister was just like, no. So there was like two times last week.
Oh.
Like, my sister, we had that conversation. Oh, okay. And then the nurse at the clinic.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, what if everybody want all these kids?
No, but I don't like when people do that, though. Do not shame me because I don't want children. That's fine if you want to, you want kids. That's beautiful. And I think kids are beautiful. I love Kenya Moore's daughter, Brooklyn. I think she's the cutest thing in the world. I love her Instagram page. But I just don't want that for myself. And another thing I want people to stop doing, too, it's funny. This is really getting off topic. But even now, if you don't want a kid, what's the next thing that most people think that you assume that you would want?
A dog.
Mm-hmm. Don't pet shame me. Don't pet shame me. I got pet shamed at work. Don't pet shame me.
What they did.
No, because my manager this was when I first met him and we was getting to know each other. And he was like, you know, and I hate those getting to know me conversations because I just, to be honest with you, I don't even say what I'm really about because it's just like, y'all not going to understand it. Y'all not going to connect. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really doing stuff that a lot of people connect with. Let's just keep it funky. But, so I kind of just, you know, be very vague. You know, I just be chilling and stuff like that. I don't, you know, don't really have much going on. That's what I leave it at. So, you know, do you have any pets? And I was, you know, well, first he was like, well, do you have any kids? Are you married? No, you're married? No. You have any kids? No. You have any, you have any pets? No. Oh. What's wrong with that? No, I don't have pets. I mean, they be all talking about they're all pet daddies and mamas and that be the whole meeting sometime. And in the meeting, they talking about all their pets. There's nothing wrong with pets. I'm not trying to say anything about animals. I just don't want one of my own. And, you know, I feel like I get shamed for that. It's like, I'm not trying to kill them. I'm not out here, you know, I don't have anything against them. I just don't want one of my own. That's cute for you. I look at the picture. I mean, but that's it. I mean, but that kind of went off topic. We're talking about marriage. I'm just saying this is all stuff that be attached with marriage, though, because people would be wanting them, the kids and the dogs and the white picket fence and stuff like that. And I guess that I can bring it back to the marriage topic. As far as for me, I don't, that cliche life of being married, I don't really have it. Like, I'm not saying I don't want a man. Let's be very clear on that. And I'm not saying I don't want a life partner. Let's be very clear on that. But, you know, all the other stuff, like, you know, I don't get having a big wedding. Let's talk about that. All that big wedding stuff and having a big reception stuff. I definitely.
We can get our Nene and your three-part commercial candy wedding.
No.
Is that what Nene said?
Right. No. I mean, but I think it's beautiful for other people. But for me, like, one of my YouTube girlfriends, and we're like the same age. And, like, how she got married is how I probably would do it if I ever did get married. She just kind of, like, bust up and got married. Like, she didn't tell nobody. None of her other YouTube girlfriends knew. Only people knew she got married was her parents and his parents and her best friend. That's all she had there. And they got married, like, in some little park. They got it done. Boom. She was done with it. She ain't make no big deal about it. She ain't say, you got to give me no wedding gift. She ain't do none of that. She just, like, we got married. We got it out the way. And that's it. She ain't had no big wedding dress. She had, like, a regular dress. Kind of like what Carrie did. Very low-key. Which I'm not ruling out marriage. I just think all the cliche stuff of it, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to pressure a man. That's another reason I'll never want, I kind of have a way about being married is I'm not going to pressure no man to marry me. Ever. Ever. Like, Tamar was talking the other day, and she was like, well, how did he feel about me telling Wendy that I wanted to be married? You know what I'm saying? And she's like, well, you know, now, you know, pretty much, and she asked David, we'll talk about it because, you know, now pretty much the pressure is on. I would never do that to a man. Ever.
Mm-mm. I mean, no. I feel like if you ain't never talked about it, to go on like what Tamar did, that is pressure.
Well, honestly, okay, he had talked about it on her Tamar Takes before the week before, which she act like she didn't see it. Maybe she didn't see it, but he did tell us that he was planning on marrying her, and he said it's gonna happen sooner or later. He don't know exactly when it's gonna happen. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody told her, girl, let him do it when he gonna do it. Like, I mean, you already ruined Trina's engagement.
How'd she do that?
She was a total bitch at Trina's engagement because he proposed to Trina on her birthday weekend celebration.
Oh.
So she was a total bitch. Like, and it was all caught on camera. It's no, even Tony was like, you need to grow the fuck up. Like, it was horrible. So
this was on the show?
Yes. Oh. It was terrible. So, and even Tawana's boyfriend was talking about that. He like, I would, you know, if I was going to marry you, I would tell Trina. He was like, I'm not. He was like, I can, you know, somebody might try that stuff they tried the last time. I'm like, so girl, you need to shut up and pray that you have a good engagement because karma is a bitch. And girl, you need to just tread lightly because you fucked up Trina's engagement.
I mean, okay, so. I hear you with the cliche stuff. And, you know, growing up, for me, it was always about the cliche.
I
wanted the white picket fence. Mm-hmm. I wanted the big wedding. I wanted the Prince Charming. Five relationships later. I don't know, right? I'm always on the fence about this, back and forth. This is another teetering thing for me. In this moment, I feel closer to eventually getting married this moment. Mm. Probably since the last time you've talked about this on the podcast. I know you kind of mentioned that because I'm in a relationship before I was single. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's like, I just feel like we talk about pressure. And so, yes, I want to get married eventually. Do I have to get married? No. That was a requirement at one point in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to marry me. Mm-hmm. I feel like, would I live with another man and not be married? No.
Okay. That's fair.
That's, like, to me, that's just too childish. I'm too old for that. If we just gonna date and be boyfriends, then we can be boyfriends in our own spots. Mm. I mean, that's just how I feel. I mean, I just don't see my life being involved. Like, I'm not going to give nobody that much of me to be their boyfriend. Like, I could be your boyfriend. We can be boy. I think I'm okay with boyfriend relationship and separate houses and separate things. And I that's not off the table. Now, at one point, it was off the table. But as I get older, what's wrong with that?
One of my YouTube girlfriends said that's what she wanted. She was married. She married the same man twice. And she's like, now she's like, I am okay with having a male friend. He got his spot. I got my spot. Sometimes we stay at my spot. Sometimes we stay at his spot. And then we're not at each other's spots. We at our own spots. And we're okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't really, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
I
don't think nothing wrong with that. I think that's pretty ideal for two people that can, that would like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's not something that I have to have either. But my options, I've opened my options. I'll just be, keep it funky. What you say, keep it funky. Yeah, keep it funky. I have opened my options, you know, because of experiences and because of disappointments, because of, you know, believing something could be one way and it don't end up that way. And so I feel like marriage is a necessity if you're going to live with somebody, plain and simple. For me, I'm not playing house. I'm too old to play house. And people could play house. That's what they... I've done that. I wrote the book on that.
I heard the song the other day by Dog Pound and Michelle.
What was that called?
Let's play house. You don't remember that song?
I can't remember that song.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
You have to play it. No. So, I'm not playing house no more. I've done that. It's a waste of your time. Before you know it, you live with this person 5 years. Y'all... Like, thank God I wasn't buying property and stuff, right, with these people.
Oh, I've heard some horror stories. A guy I talked to, not to cut you off, I heard a horror story about that, though.
Go ahead.
Well, it was the guy I was talking to, the same guy who who was at the hospital when the guy had the eggplant up his booty. He was with his ex, and they didn't have a property together. I think they had a business together. And he was, like, paying off the debts of the business after they had broken up. I'm like... No, I would not want to have to do anything like that with my ex after we're done. I want to be done. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to have no ties with you. I got to check in and all of what's going on with the fuck all that. I want to leave clean slate. Goodbye. Have a good life. And that's that. I don't want those type of ties. But so I'm just going along with what you said. If you my man and that's happening, you my boyfriend, you ain't my husband. No thanks.
No thanks. Well, you know, I still got that phone, the phone bill. But that's different than property.
That is different than property.
Even though you like, you know, so I don't know how, yeah. So I still on the same phone playing with my ex and I'm in a whole new relationship. So that's interesting. But it's nothing. But it is something, right? Because that we were dealing with each other on the same phone and, you know, so imagine, like I said, with property, something way bigger than that. Mm-hmm. Like if all else fails, I can get off that phone and vice versa.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm not, like, I feel like anybody that I go long term with now or go serious with is an investment completely through and through.
Yeah.
I just don't have that kind of time. Like, what do I look like shacking up 5 more years in a relationship? But like, I would rather be single and have a boyfriend.
Okay, and I feel that. But my thing is, though, so y'all play house when y'all stay over each other's house? Because y'all need to figure out if y'all got a good dynamic living together some kind of way. You wouldn't want to wait until you got married to figure all that out, right?
Yeah. Okay. You know, and I'm not saying that you could move and then get married. I'm not saying it has to be like, you put a ring on it first before I can come over. But I'm saying that's the goal.
Got you.
It's not no goal to be figuring out where we're going to be or what we want to do after so long.
Yeah, no.
That's before I move in or vice versa. Before we live together, we know where we're going.
I'm with you 1,000% on that. Ain't no way I'm going to be moving to a situation with somebody and I don't know if this is forever. Yeah. Like, if you don't think you locking me down, you just think I'm just somebody that's around, shit, I'm staying in my own spot. I'm about to move with you, nigga, please.
Right. What the fuck is that? Like, I'm not, that shacking shit is for the birds.
No.
Like, I don't need it. They don't need it. Because first of all, anybody I'm dealing with shouldn't need it. I definitely don't need it.
That's
so
my thing.
You we should, could we could be
we
separate.
Could sustain
we
separate.
Could sustain separately.
Yeah, that's no. I'm with you 1,000% on that. I'm not about to move and you don't even know for sure. You know what I'm saying? You ain't talking about like I was just talking about that today actually, and I was saying how I just feel like a man. This is how I feel. Now, you know, I guess I am a man or whatever like that, but I feel like, you know, any type of times I was in a situation, guys always talk about possibly putting a ring on my finger. So, you know, I don't think I'm a proposal type. But I'm just saying. But anywho, my thing is if that kind of talk is we're talking forever and we're talking about that kind of stuff down the line, then yeah, I will be open to maybe getting a house and doing that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? With my man because he's eventually going to be my forever. But I'll be damn, I'm not about to do that shit with no damn boyfriend. I don't know nothing. You just, we just fucking and I'm liking you at the moment. We ain't ready for the move in together. Shit. No, I'll be over here. Well, you just be over here a lot. I still want, I'm keeping this spot. I'm not getting rid of it. And you're not moving in. You're going to keep your spot at your spot. And you're going to take your ass over there when I'm tired of you. Like, that's mm-hmm. not, we're not going to be cohabitating. Not yet. I don't, I have no signs of any type of security or nothing with you. So, no, I feel you on that.
Yeah, like we're not doing that. And I want to buy a house. And my thing is that kind of stuff to me is if I buy a house, like we got to have those conversations. Yeah. I'm pretty much at those crossroads right now that those things are needing to happen in the next couple of years. Mm. So if I'm doing that separately, then that's fine. It would stay separately, right? Like, we wouldn't... I don't know. I mean, it don't have to stay separately. But you get what I'm saying? Like, those kind of conversations. So, I guess to just keep it real, like, me being in a relationship now, that's where my thoughts go. Like, okay, so, you know, I'll be buying a house soon. And I haven't mentioned this. And so, this is all information on podcast and I'm probably going to get cussed out. But, And I don't rush into those conversations. So I'm not even saying that my relationship is here yet. Mm. It's what I'm saying is these is the kind of conversations that I have kind of programmed myself from my experiences to know that these are questions I want to start asking and being prepared. Because I do have to buy a house. I have not. I want to do that before I'm 40. I want to, you know, continue to grow businesses, continue the property, and continue whatever location. You know, just, I don't know. And it's really kind of like when you're in a relationship and I'm, you know, you really got to talk about that stuff because it's like, are you doing it by yourself or you're doing it together?
Yeah, that's true.
No. So you have to define the relationship. And I agree with you, every relationship don't have to be the same because you can marry somebody and still live in separate houses.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I think that's fine. And I hate when gay people feel like we need to have the same relationship that heterosexual people have. And I know we've talked about it, but it just bothers me. It's like, we already, like, we can set our own fucking rules. Mm-hmm. There's no rules to this. I don't follow nobody rule. I almost do what I want to do. I'm just being frank.
No, you do what you want to do. And I think, but I agree with you on that. I think that, and I think everybody, we've talked about this before too, though, how we judge other people's relationships. Like, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm going to say their names. I know you don't like them, but I know people judge T.I. and Tiny all the time. But my thing is, though, I'd be like, well, why is everyone talking about so much shit about their relationship? Everybody else's relationships probably was just fucked up. It's mm-hmm. just fucked up in a different way. And they just, we just happen to know their fucked up shit. So they be all, I wouldn't be doing that outside. But what your man do? Your man might have had a baby on you. You know what I'm saying? But you talking about, oh, well, she, well, I didn't do this. That I did. It's always, it's just different bullshit. So it's just all about what the bullshit you willing to put up with and bullshit you ain't willing to put up with. So my thing is, I can't judge you and say, you ain't want to stay with your husband. That's stupid to me. No, that's not, that just doesn't work for me. It's not stupid. That's just not how my relationship works. But what I judge you for living in separate houses, that's what works and that's what y'all have bliss in that. Then by, you know, what that got to do with me? I'm not losing no sleep over that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good option. I think we need to, when it comes to marriage in the Black queer community, we need to design it for you and that person. Mm-hmm. Stop looking for these fairy tale. And if you are fairy tale, then your fairy tale can still be designed. I think I want a wedding, but then I'm just so on the fence because would I do a shotgun wedding? Hell yeah. I would do a shotgun wedding if the ring is right.
Oh.
Like if you can't afford it, then you know, lease it. I mean, you know, pay it off. Do what you need to do. Like I'm not getting married without a ring.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not getting married without a ring. What the fuck are we doing? Mm-mm. I'm not about to play. If I'm going to do it, we ain't about to play it like we some fucking kids.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm gonna, like, you're going to give me some Reese's Pieces ring that you made in the oven? Fuck that. No, you're going to get a ring and we're just not going to do it. Like, that's now that type of bullshit, I'm definitely not here for. I'm not, no. You don't come and be talking about, I ain't got the ring yet. Okay, well, when you get to that point, that's when we had this conversation again. I'm not about to be holding myself down, but he ain't got the ring yet and everything like that. No, that's not so this ghetto. Bitch.
Yes, I want a nice ring. So would you not get married? I know you said before you wouldn't. No, but you said Carrie and Big, they were married.
They eventually did get married, yeah.
So you're giving me confliction. So would you get married?
You always say it. It's not that I'm not saying that I won't get married. I'm just saying I've said this even since we were younger. Well, I think before I was saying Oprah and Stedman, but I think even even then though I still said, but no, maybe closer to 9 years. We talked about this on the podcast for sure because I remember you said I conflicted the last time.
Yeah,
and my answer is still the same. I'm not pressing the issue, but if my man wants to marry me. And I feel like we've talked about it. Yeah. And I feel like, okay, but I'm not, if I don't get married, I'm not going to be calling you talking about this nigga better marry me in 6 months or I'm out.
Okay. So back to what we were talking about. So what does that mean? Y'all don't get married. Would you live with a man and you're not married? Or
I'm fine with that. Just the paperwork got to be right.
What paperwork?
We got to have wills in place. We got to have power of attorneys in place.
Oh, so you would do a domestic partnership.
If that's what you call it, I just want to make sure that we are okay. We have the paperwork done, so if something go down, I don't want nobody coming up here talking about this mine. No, look at the paperwork. We got the paperwork. Like, that's all I'm saying. So I'm fine with that. It's just we got to make some stuff legit. Like, we're, you know, all that stuff. Wills, all that stuff. We would have to do all that stuff before I did that because I'm not about to move into no situation and be like some people. And, you know, something happened and they just, you know, they just lose all control. No, I can't do that.
Okay, so beyond that though, but you would be cool just like living together and not, but I guess that's paperwork, so that's, I don't know.
It's not,
that's kind of like a domestic partnership.
I guess, but it's not official marriage and we didn't have to do the wedding and all that kind of stuff. I'm okay me living with a man and not being, I'm okay. I get where you were coming from, but I'm okay with being with a man and not necessarily being married. If we just said, but we're like life partners, like you're my life partner. And but what do you do to legitimize y'all being life partners? But the paperwork, all that kind of stuff. Like I have to make sure I'm good. I gotta make sure if I do this, if I'm living with you forever, supposedly, I gotta make sure that if something do happen, I walk out as a motherfucker and I'm good. Cause I'm not about to get fucked. Okay. That's what I'm not going to do.
Or would you stay separate? Would you be in a relationship and never live together?
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Cause I think, I would be in a relationship with my man at first and not live. But I mean, eventually after so long, I don't think so. I think I would want to be in the same. Cause after those quarantine stuff and all this stuff, I'm like, I would want his ass in the house. I just need a big enough house so we can have space. That's all. Mm-hmm. But I would do it. I just need something to be. I'm not. Again, I just have to make sure I'm. You know, dotting on my I's and crossing on my T's. I'm not just going to do it and be stupid or do it and he got some type of upper hand on me where I can end up fucking homeless or something, or he could kick my ass out. Like, bitch, your name not on the deed. So I got your ass. You got to move the fuck up out of here. No, not this bitch.
No. What you going to do? Stay?
I'm not going to be in a situation like that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to move in a situation where you can do that to me. Where I don't have my name on something. We're like, okay, so my name's on this document. This shit is mine too. I'm not gonna move. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like moving into a house. And that's another thing I think about too. Cause I'm like, but I guess I can sell it. Because I'm thinking, you know, I want a house too. And I want to buy a house. But, you know, sometimes I do get traditional thinking. I'm thinking I want to buy with my man. But then sometimes I'm like, if his ass don't come and enough, you know, I don't know when he's gonna be delivered. And if he don't come and I'm ready, I might go for it. Like, I'm just going to get my house.
You'll be done with it.
But in him coming into my space, he might not feel like it's his. I've heard men say that too. Like, I think Trina's boyfriend or husband said that. He didn't feel like he moved in her house. He wouldn't feel like it was his house. So, would I just say, okay, we can move into a new one? I think that's what Kenya was saying. Her and her man was going to do too. I guess if they stay together, they just get another house. So I don't know. I'm game for that too, I guess. Because that can get messy too. But to answer your question, I will move in with a man and not be married because I'm just not going to press the marriage issue. But I guess I'm not the type of person I'm going to go on a date and like, I want to be married. You know, I'm not going to pull a New York. You know what I'm saying?
What did she do?
She was like, I should pull up the clip. But yeah, I'm not going to pull in New York because I don't want to botch it up. It's funny how she did it. But yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. So for me, while you're looking for that video, I do want to get married. I do want to purchase a house with my partner. But I'm also open to say it's separate and having a life partner as well. So that's kind of conflicting. I know I was calling you conflicting, but I'm conflicted. I don't know. But I know for sure that I won't stay with nobody long term. Like, I wouldn't move in a relationship where we're not getting married. I'm not doing that again. I did that. And just too much.
No, I totally understand that. Especially, the whole marriage thing. I mean, but then do you think, like, some people say we should feel because it's something we had to fight for, that gay people should just automatically want to do because it's something that we had to fight for, and it's a privilege, and we should take advantage of the privilege and all this bullshit.
Well, it's a right that we should have already had that everybody else has. So just for us catching up doesn't mean all straight people not married. Every person that have the access to it, it does. My marriage, you know, you can't compare marriage to like the right to vote, because the right to vote influences the country, influences everything. Me getting married to somebody does nothing for you or anybody else. That's a personal thing. You got the clip?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm not playing with you. I want my eggs cracked, meaning I want a child. I want my name dropped, meaning I want to be married. I'm not around with you. I am not your bed maiden. I am not your maid. I am not your floozy or your. You are going to have to give me something substantial because I know I'm worth that. I'm not all there. Sometimes I have my moment, but I know one thing. I'm good to you.
Oh my God. But she wrapped it up.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in a way, right? I mean, either we going there or we not. And I'm okay with that. Like, I have to be in situations where the other person is okay with that too. Like, it's not no plan to fence.
Okay.
I'm not here for that. We can love each other separately. I'm okay with that. I feel like I'm already coming to the table with two options. Take one. Mm. I'm okay with either one.
Okay.
But that in the middle stuff, I'm just not going back to that. I'm not, you know, it's either ride or die. And it could be ride or die both situations.
Yeah, it can.
You know, it's not to say that if we live separately that we can't be together, love each other just as well. It might be our thing. We might enjoy each other a lot more, like going to each other's houses. Your weekend, you packing a bag to come to my house. Weekend, I'm packing a bag to come to your house. Or I'm already have stuff at your house, and we feel like we got two places to go to switch it up.
That's a way to look at it. That's definitely a way to look at it. We have two different places. Now that's a definite. That I could get with that. Mm-hmm. We got two different places to go to. We just got one house. We got two whole different houses that we can go to, and we want to, you know, so I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an option. It is an option. You know, one house might be closer to one job than the other job. And we ain't doing nothing tonight. You're already in the bed. Well, I'm going to stay home tonight. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And be okay with that. I feel like, but see, that's when, like, kids not involved, dogs not involved, you know, responsibility, you know, and that's why it's important to understand that. Sometimes not having all that, that's responsibility to come with that, and that changes your life. Like you said, you can't do that with kids. You know what I said? So that's a different, that's a life without kids.
Yeah.
That's not a life with kids, to be shuffling the kid back and forth to do different houses.
Yeah,
and all that.
No.
But two grown folks with no kids, we could do whatever we want. Like, people get this, like, this is a disclaimer. If you in a relationship, two grown ass people with no kids can live whatever life you want to live.
Yeah, you can.
Like literally, you can live where you want to live if possible, how you want to live. Your relationship could be literally whatever you want it to be. It is no rule on how two grown ass people have to live or interact and be in a relationship with nobody.
No, I remember it's I got this. It's a saying that I took from these people off of House Hunters. Shout out to House Hunters. It was a black couple, and they was like, "We live that dink life," and I'm like, "Dink life?
What's that?
Dual income, no kids."
Okay,
I'm like, "Bitch, I want to live the dink life."
Okay,
that's dual just, but that's income, me. No kids. That's just what I want. But you know, that doesn't work for everybody. So. Yeah, I was going to ask you something. Now, it was a different standpoint of marriage or something to think about with marriage. I forgot what it is now, though. Maybe it'll come back to me, but was it something with gay marriage? I don't remember what it was, y'all. I'm sorry. But this whole marriage thing, I've been thinking about it lately a lot, you know. Yeah. And again, if a nigga, he throw a ring on it, and I feel it. You know,
let's do it. Sure.
Yeah, I'll do it. But, you know, if I don't, I'm just not going to be in his face, you know, threatening him and all that kind of stuff. I think I'm getting warm to what I was going to ask. I'm not going to threaten him about marriage or pressure him. Damn, I don't remember it. Fuck, it was so good. But anyway, so yeah, that's how I'm at for me. You know, future husband out there. Not future husband, husband. Husband.
Like, no S. Well, I can get, you know what? And I can get married more than once. If it don't work, you know, move on.
Well, yeah, you've always said that you can get a divorce and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my Elizabeth Taylor on. So y'all start busting them rings. You're not getting the ring back. I don't believe in that. Oh. I'm pawning the ring.
Oh.
And I'm going to buy me a car down payment or, I don't know, maybe a new outfit.
So you're going to do a prenup?
Oh, we actually get married. Yeah, I guess I did say actual marriage. A prenup? I don't know. It's 2020. I feel like prenup should be. Mm-hmm. Just depends, right? You know, I say that. If it's a lot of money involved, then yes. But prenups, as far as like who get what, I think a prenup should be done. Just like you said, paperwork around. Mm-hmm. What that means, and not just relying on state laws that were not designed for us.
Yeah, and I don't. And my thing is, he might get mad at me, and then he put on some Jeannie My Husband bullshit. And this nigga start talking about I gotta pay his bills, and I gotta pay him alimony, and all this type of shit. What? No, I ain't doing that. Or Wendy Williams? No, I'm not doing that. We needed some prenup, okay? Because I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you go your way with it. I don't even want your shit. You go with your way with yours, and I go my way with mine.
It just depends on how much money they got. So I'm not gonna lie, if you make a substantial, I'm okay with taking care of myself, so let that be clear. But if your income gets to a substantial amount during our marriage, then yes, you're going to have to pay me to divorce me.
Oh, okay.
And okay. That's going to be the prenup.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, you got to protect yourself on that way as well, right? Because you can't leave a marriage empty-handed. Like, no, bitch. You go take care of it, bitch. You took 10 years of my life. That cost.
Well, I guess I always feel like I'm going to have my own.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like I'll be able to... I will be boss enough to just be able to leave and say fuck him, and I'll still be fine. I mean, literally, I can just walk away and just buy a house, kind of like what Tiny did. I could just go away and just buy a house and just, girls, nothing. Like,
she was getting money. So, I mean, she did it, but she was probably still getting money from T.I. So, that's my thing. I don't want to stay in a relationship. I just, we break up evenly. Now, if you had a bunch of money before we got into a relationship, that's different. But I feel like you making millions while we on the back of our relationship. Yes, we gonna end this together. But you get what I'm saying, and I'm just not in a way that I'm taking anything. Just give me what I deserve. which is 50%.
Okay. We'll see. I guess I wouldn't care. I'm like, nigga, fuck you. Bye.
No, fuck you, bye, and write me that check.
Oh. Nigga. I just feel like it's always going to be a tie. I think there's energies and money, and I feel like if I had his money, I would still be tied to him, and I don't want to be tied to you. I just want to move on to my, if I had another husband. But I ain't even speaking that into existence. But then it almost felt like if you do a prenup, you are speaking into existence.
You are.
So.
You're planning for the demise.
Pretty much. But then I could look at it a different way. It's preparation.
For the demise. There's no other way to look at it. Like, this only goes into effect.
No, it's protection.
For the demise.
No.
I mean, I'm here for it, but I mean, it literally is to protect. It is the end. Like, it doesn't go into effect until you...
Well, not all the way, because it could always be... It can be in death, too. That could be... You could tie all that in together. Kind of, sort of. So, I'll look at it like that. If you die...
So
this is what that's gonna happen too. Even though they'd be like, well, no, that's a will, but we're just gonna tie this all, we're gonna wrap all this up. But I mean, I don't know.
So you wouldn't have a prenup that say half?
I want my whole shit.
What?
Mm-mm. I feel like I feel, and I'm putting it out there, I'm gonna be bossing up. I don't need his money.
Well, it's not about needing his money, it's your money.
Well, why would I want it?
That was your husband. It's not their money, it's y'all money.
I mean, but if it's money he made with his shit, I don't need it.
If that's what you say, it's your money. It's not about you don't need it. Well, honey, put me on the pre-duct. No. Half of it go to your best friend. I don't need it, but Mr. Telltale's will.
No.
And I'll be waiting every that's first of the month for that check.
A clean slate, because he ain't got to worry about me talking about something. That bitch got half my money. No, I actually didn't take half your money. I let your ass go the fuck you came in with, because I don't want you or the money. How about that?
No, I want the money. I don't want you. Green, you ain't got that. Oh, hell no. Nah. But I feel you. I feel you, but I totally don't feel it. I mean, because I could take your money and not have an attachment, right? It's my money. But vice versa, right? So whatever the prenup, I do, I really mean that. But I'm saying it could go both ways is what I'm saying. Like, if I'm in a marriage, I want somebody, I would probably be with somebody with that same mentality. So I think 50-50 was just the way it would have to be. Because I couldn't imagine me being with a person. I mean, I feel like we would probably be similar in that way. Mm-hmm. And so that would be the same thing for me. I would expect that in both ways. In some situations that even if I was the person that had the most money, and I retained that money, or I became, I got that tax bracket while we were married. I think they deserve it. Now, if like cheating, it would be things that like cheating, infidelity, or whatever we, do as non-negotiables. But I feel like they would be just as owe the money. I mean, that's a real marriage. And so I think anything for me.
Well, we just said that you have to make the marriage as traditional.
I feel like an equal partnership is not, that's not necessarily tradition. That is traditional, but I'm saying that's more the investment in marriage, that's kind of like you said, the idea of a will is kind of thinking about it ending. And so I guess my mind, period, if I'm actually marrying somebody, it's a 50-50 situation. Like, we going into a partnership. But, but like you said, you can make your will to make it whatever, right? So, I don't know. But, that gets tricky.
It does.
So, what y'all think? Let us know what y'all think. La, la, la. But, yeah, I'm getting married. I might get married this year.
What?
Never know.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I don't know where my husband is, but he's alive, well, living. We just haven't met each other yet. So when that time comes, I guess, it's not about my time. It's about, higher power's time, which is the right time. So, it is what it is. Until then, I'm just going to keep on trucking along and doing my thing and taking care of my baby. Actually, I do have a baby. I do have baggage. Essence of Style is my baby now. And so that's what I take care of. That's my baby. So, yeah, that's my baby. When people ask about what's my baby, Essence of Style, my baby. And people talk about your business, not your baby. Bullshit. You put money into it like a damn child. At least I do.
Well, you know what I feel about it. I said what people ask me, what's your legacy? My work is my legacy.
Okay.
Mr. Telltale.
You tend to it like a child. I check on my baby every day like a child. Like, it's a lot. But anyway, so yeah, that's it. I can't remember what I was going to talk about before, but, you know, this was an interesting conversation about marriage.
Yeah, I got to pee.
Okay, well.
I'm just.
Okay, let's get this ended right now. Okay.
See how my leg is shaking the table.
You can find me at essenceofstyle.com on Instagram. That's Essence of Style, DOTCOM. You can find me at essenceofstyle.com, DOTCOM on Facebook as well. You can find me at Essence of Style, DOTCOM on YouTube now. And you can find me at _ Essence of Style on Twitter. I'm not with the whole TikTok things yet. I think I might just go secure my name, but that's about it.
And you can find me on Mr. Telltales on OnlyFans.com. Mr. Telltales on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and all that good stuff. And if you want my private Twitter account, my freak Twitter, DM me on my Instagram, send 2 hearts, then go to my Facebook and send a 3rd heart, and then you can crack the code to my freak Twitter. Unlimited pictures and videos.
Oh my god. And don't forget to go to What Works For Us Podcast on Instagram, What Works For Us on Facebook, and actually on the actual podcast page or Apple page for podcasts. We're still looking for comments. I checked the other day. Still not one since last year. We're going on a whole, it's going to be a year before we get any comments. I understand right now people probably don't want to talk because of the current climate or season that we're in. But, I mean, just say anything. I mean, just, you know, it can be advice. You can just say, you know, you like to listen. You like what you heard. You didn't like what you heard. You do agree with marriage. You don't agree with marriage. I mean, tell us what you think. I mean, you can even come on the DMs, on the comments, or whatever. Just let us know what you think. If we get involved in a conversation, we want to know what y'all think. So all you got to do is just let us know somewhere. Aren't we on Twitter?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, no, you can't do it there. So just Instagram, Facebook, or on Apple Podcasts in the comments. Let us know what you think. And that's that on that.
Holla.
Holla.